And how long was it before people would rely completely on solid state?
There's one company that won't, that does not buy solid state today. A large, quite a large company. They have gone to digital, but they bypassed solid state.
Let me turn over the
table. Yeah, sure. There was quite a learning curve on the solid state equipment. And remember, this was discrete components. It was not chips and so forth, mm-hmm. as it later developed. But the first 5 or 10 years, there were a lot of growing pains with the solid state relays. In fact, they stayed out of service as much as they stayed in service.
What kinds of problems would you have?
Mainly transient problems. Mm-hmm. You got to remember that a solid state device is so fast that it can see things that the electromechanical relay, due to its inherent bulk and size and inertia and all these good words that you want to put in there, whatever, mm-hmm. Did not see, mm-hmm. and was not did not react to. And whereas a solid-state relay would see something in a microsecond. Some of them started out, some of the elements were designed not with that in mind, but they would react in a microsecond or something. And you didn't want anything like that. I mean, my gosh. So after this was discovered to be a real problem, it was easy enough to put filters in to slow it down, or whatever method you carried to slow it down. Usually filters did a better job, purposeful time delay, but you could use either one. There were a number of other problems that developed. Remember, on 500 kV, you're passing or are capable of transmitting a tremendous amount of power. Mm-hmm. In the case of TVA, it varies roughly as a square of the change in voltage. We had a 161 system, which was capable of transmitting quite a bit of power, but then when you go to 500, that's roughly a 3-to-1 ratio, so you get a 10-to-1 ratio of power, mm-hmm. increase. And the pressure that's put on you to make use of that line and to make you sure that it doesn't false trip, as well as trip when it's got, it's trip fast when it's got a trip. The two are diametrically opposed to one another, two requirements, and you have to compromise and come up with some solutions, workable solutions. Mm-hmm. The manufacturers were more than willing to work with you and sent excellent people, top engineers, to field to make tests. And we made a hell of a lot of field tests the first 5 to 6, 7, 8 years. TVA had their 500 system operation. Mm-hmm. And TVA did have the first commercially used 500 system, mm-hmm. in the country.